I want every single woman listening to this summit to really understand your identity in Christ as you are called. God didn't call the equipped. He equipped the called.
Hi, ladies. Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. I am so grateful that you are here. And I am so thrilled because today I get to introduce you to Carly Beringer. I really like her a lot. So I'm so glad she's here. She's a true guide for Christian entrepreneurs who want to build businesses that not only thrive in the marketplace, but also honor God and make an eternal impact. And, you know, I have been definitely talking about how we need to be putting God in that CEO seat because it is time for him to be there instead of us doing it ourselves. So our guest is a passionate business coach who specializes in this, all right, and helping women entrepreneurs align their business with God's purpose. So with years of experience and a heart for serving others, she has helped countless women clarify their mission and build businesses that reflect their faith, their values, and their calling. Now, our session today is building a biblical business with eternal impact, creating a firm foundation for Christian entrepreneurs. Now, you know that's my jam. So I'm so excited that she is here. I'm stoked. Okay, calm down, Nina. Calm down. Okay, so I'm really, really excited because I love everything that she's about. And she's going to guide you through the key steps of aligning your business with God's plan for your life. Okay. Now you'll gain clarity on how to serve your God-given target market, create a product or service that blesses others, and develops biblical branding strategies that authentically reflect your values. Okay. Because that's what this is about, is you actually being aligned. This is a new year. It's a new time. This session is about stepping into your calling, embracing your unique gifts, and building a business that leads with confidence. Okay. I want you to leave here really inspired to actually be in your purpose and have peace. So I want you to join me in welcoming the amazing Carly to the stage. What?
Thank you so much for having me. I truly feel blessed to even be on this platform, you know, and for the women listening to this, I really truly believe in my heart of hearts that God is going to speak through me today. His presence just be magnified in this session together, you know.
I love that so much, right? Because I that's one of the things, like I've been a Christian for many years, but you know, when I first started getting into my coaching business, I thought I had to separate the two, right? Yeah. I thought I had to separate my spirituality and who I am as a Christian and then just do business as business. You know what I mean? And I realized throughout the years that no, because if God is in it, then God is in everything, not just in parts of your life, but in the fullness of your life. And I'm so grateful that this is your niche. This is what you do. And as Christian entrepreneurs, many of us are struggling with that balance of our faith and our business, right? So what are the first steps in aligning our businesses, right? So that we have purpose, that we are really like aligning God's purpose with what we feel is our purpose. And how do we maintain that focus? Because one of the things that can happen is we lose it a little bit because we start to try to be like everyone else, right? So I really want you to talk to us about how we're going to align our purpose with God's purpose so that we stick to it consistently.
Yes. And I love everything that you just said, because I'm going to be going down the authenticity route with what I share today. But it starts with your identity in Christ. Without knowing who you are in Christ as a daughter of the Most High, you're not going to know who you are in business. And that's going to show, right? And what I see in a lot of businesses, and even in my own, I always am a transparent person. I love to give personal testimony of where I started and where God took me. And what I've learned through that journey. And as my identity in Christ became secure, then every single interaction I was coming to with my business, it was from a place of knowing who I am. And it's not out of ego, and it's not out of shrinking myself or making myself small. It's a humble confidence that I want every single woman listening to this summit to really understand your identity in Christ as you are called. God didn't call the equipped. He equipped the called. So you have a calling on your life. And just because you don't feel like, oh, well, I'm not 100% there yet. I don't have this like complete master plan yet, so I can't start. Or, you know, it's not the right time. These are all lies from the enemy to keep yourself stuck. you know, and year after year, we find ourselves creating these new resolutions and these new goals. And a lot of them go unachieved because we aren't addressing the foundational issues of being a business owner, which is we need to get our identity straight first before we can touch anything that's going to make any type of eternal impact, right? So for me personally, how do I do this, right? I have to get in God's word every single day, right? How are you supposed to know your identity in Christ if you're not in God's word and you're listening to the truth of who he says that you are, right? Because we oftentimes don't realize how many thoughts go through our heads on a daily basis that are not from God, but we continue to let them run rampant. It's about bringing our awareness to those thoughts and holding them captive to the word of truth, right? Is that something that Jesus would say about me or believe about me? And before you go into any interaction, don't shrink yourself. Don't make yourself small. Also, don't come into it with a large ego. But simply rest in who you were created to be, knowing that God placed you in these rooms with these people for a reason, right? You have a purpose here. That level of humble confidence is really what I want people to achieve. But again, it goes back to the foundation of knowing who you are in Christ so that you can walk authentically with that. So that's the first step. And for me personally, how do I do this? Again, spend time in God's word. Let me tell you, the first thing that I do every day is I'm in God's word and I am praying, right? So I have a daily devotional that personally just helps me in addition to reading the word, you know, to hear God's voice and what I read in scripture and allow that to be a testimony of my day, you know, and praying with expectation, not out of desperation, right? That is something that I see so many female entrepreneurs struggle with is we are operating out of a scarcity mindset. We really are. We're operating out of a place of desperation. You know, I need to get another client, or like Nina was saying, you know, comparison traps, right? But just specifically answering her question, giving your first fruits to God is really where it's at. You need to set your day up for success. How do I do this? Journal. Starts with the prayer, starts with the scripture, starts with the devotional. I put down my cell phone. This is my quiet time with the Lord. I have a slow morning. When my alarm goes off, I do not jump up. Take my time to have a slowness in my life, which is not what we usually cultivate in business or advocate for, but I want to be a big proponent of that. Is slowing down and being intentional. Because I see a lot of women out there hustling, but what we're not doing is creating results despite how many hours we're working. And that's because we have to rest in God. Before every business decision you make, you need to pray about it. You need to be intentional about it. Because when we actually are intentional behind the actions that we take, that's when eternal impact starts to happen. Just because we work long hours does not mean we're going to see results. So I help women specifically strategically focus on what creates results for their business rather than running a rat race, because Western culture and society has told us that we need to constantly be on this hamster wheel of going and going, when in reality, that's completely unbiblical. You know, nowhere in the Bible does it say that you should continuously burn yourself out. If anything, it says you should rest in the Lord. Your business should be an overflow of who you are and not a burden. And that's really what I want to hammer home is, even if you have a long to-do list, God needs to come first. And that's hard to say because it's like, okay, Carly, well, I have this, and this I need to do, and I have a deadline of this. You need to rearrange and be realistic about your expectations of performance, right? You have the bar up here and your body is telling you like, hey, I cannot do this right now. You know, so we need to set the realistic expectations with our clients, with our stakeholders, whoever is involved, about what is a realistic time frame to expect to hear back from me, to expect to receive this, whatever it is that you have that they're expecting of you, right? Setting realistic goals. But your first fruits should be for God and God alone. And the second point to this question that I will make is that if you are overwhelmed, because chances are we are all going to get to a point in our business where we feel very overstimulated. Everyone's calling, everyone's texting. This is happening. Growth is happening in our business, but maybe we're a solo entrepreneur and we don't have the capacity yet to take on a certain number of clients, right? We can get overwhelmed very fast. When you are overwhelmed or overstimulated, that is not the time to continue pressing forward. That is a time to spend with God. Take a step back, rather than a step forward, and watch as God blesses you with the clarity that he has promised that you will have, the peace that he promised that you would have. And then when you take that 15 minutes of spending that time with the Lord instead of continuing to spin your gears, you'll realize, wow, like this makes sense now. And then when you go to take action again, because eventually you're going to have to, you're coming at it from a place of overflow and not out of a place of lack. So that's my important answer to this topic is identity needs to get straight first. You know, if you're struggling with a business or you're struggling with your own limiting beliefs, those need to be addressed before you start scaling or building anything. Second is give God your first fruits. Invite God into your day. Pray before every business decision. And the third being if you're overwhelmed, overstimulated, that's more of a reason to spend time with God than to continue pressing in on your own will.
I have years of corporate and experience and all that. And when I came into coaching, I was like, oh, I got this. Oh, girl, I found out real quick. I don't got nothing. Because it's like you didn't realize you had to be the marketer, the copywriter.
Yeah.
You have to be all of those things. And if you don't put God first, the downloads don't come. The wisdom doesn't come. The wording doesn't come. It just doesn't. And you're constantly beating you're beating a dead horse, basically, right? So I love that you said that. And the fact that we constantly tell ourselves because we go the wrong way to begin with, where we think we could do it all, you know, we're not good enough, imposter syndrome, like all that stuff starts coming in. And then, like you said, it's a lie from the enemy. Absolutely. And I love this one too. This one was something I actually had to put in my spirit was praying with expectation and not desperation. Yep. Because when we are feeling pressure, money's not coming in, clients aren't flowing, right? Systems are breaking down, communication's not happening. You do end up praying out of desperation.
Yeah.
That's when you have to pause and just remember all God has already done.
Yeah.
That will straighten your little tail right up. Because instead of you sitting there struggling, you're like, wait, when I was homeless, because I was, he helped me. You know, when I was going through these issues, he helped me. When I needed him, he helped me. And so I learned to trust and lean on who he is in our life. Yes. And in business, it's a little tougher to do sometimes, Carly, because we are go-getters. So we want to go get it done, you know? Yep. And this is where the imposter syndrome comes in. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Maybe I can't do it. When we don't realize, maybe it's just that we don't know something yet. Yeah. Right. But what I want to talk about and touch on is how imposter syndrome can be a real challenge for all of these women here, for entrepreneurs.
Yep.
And as a Christian, how can they, as business owners, break free from this mindset that happens and really root their entrepreneurial identity in Christ so that they can lead with the confidence that they need? So can you give us like some strategies and tools on how to manage that?
Yes. So one of the real things that I see that is the root cause of imposter syndrome, right, is comparison. And you kind of brought this up a little bit earlier, so I feel really led to talk about it now. Where does imposter syndrome come from? And a lot of the times, especially if we're newer in business, right, we don't know how to do all the things. You think I knew how to do the things when I first started, and I give testimonies. I believe they are powerful tools and agents for change and hope to know that you who are listening to the other side of this screen, know that you're not alone in the feelings that you feel. We've all struggled with imposter syndrome. There's going to be days where it still pops up. But what I want more than anything is for all of you listening to this to be equipped for when that moment comes where the enemy tries to creep in, because the enemy knows our weaknesses. But God says, and his word says, that where we are weak, he will be strong, that he will come through and strengthen us. He is our rock, right? So the enemy knows your weaknesses. Be aware of your weaknesses and do not feel shame about your weaknesses, because your weaknesses are your greatest opportunity for growth. So guess what? This year, for example, I'm starting a YouTube channel. I don't know the last thing from starting a YouTube channel. Why? Because I've never done it before. But I'm still taking the leap to do it anyways, despite being new at it. Because I know that as time goes on, I'll learn and I'll grow and I'll adapt, right? But imposter syndrome is rooted in two things that are not from God: comparison, and it's also rooted, obviously, not knowing your identity in Christ, but it's so heavily rooted in shame. How many times as type A personalities, women business owners who feel all of this pressure to be a mother, to be a wife or a girlfriend or whoever we are to other people, you know, we're great at serving others. We're terrible at turning inwards and being able to address the things that we're struggling with without feeling that level of shame of like, okay, I can't put on this mask and just continue to keep running this rat race. And God never called us to wear that mask. Authenticity is my word for 2025. And I shared this in a public speech at my church. And I believe it ties heavily into imposter syndrome. Why? Because when we are trying to be someone that we were not created to be, of course, we're not going to feel at home in our own business. We're going to feel like we're trying to be someone that we're not, because we are when we compare ourselves, when we're not walking authentically with who God called us to be and who God called our business to be, right? And I'm going to give a personal testimony on this real quick. So for the longest time with my social media, I was rooting my identity in the amount of likes I would get, the amount of views I would get. I would spend hours. When I tell you, I would spend like realistically two or three days just editing videos and doing all of this work. Why? Because I see everyone else doing this and I'm like, okay, well, you know, this multi-million dollar coach told me that I need to post 5 times a week and that I got to do all this, right? That's the world telling me I got to do this, right? And I didn't have the capacity for that. So every time I was going to make a post, I was so disgruntled doing it. I was so angry. I was so impatient. And I don't know if other people can recognize that, but when I rewatch my videos, I can recognize that I wasn't in a place of overflow, in a place of pressure, of the expectations that I allowed the world to place on my shoulders. And just this year, I learned I don't need to carry the pressure of that. That's not mine to carry. So I prayed to God about it very intentionally. And I was clearly hearing from the Lord, take a slight step back from your social media posting. So now I'm only posting like maybe once or twice a week, right? So to put it in perspective for you, me, like probably many of you out there, full-time job is enough, but I do that in my business. And a lot of us are burnt out, we're strung out. So now we have these expectations that were never ours to carry. And now we feel the pressure of, okay, well, I need to post all this. And then we add in that little slice of comparison, right? So when I was doing my social media, I would see other Christian influencers that were making videos like this, and they were getting 30K views. And man, I want 30K views. Are you kidding me? So I would copy what they were doing, not exactly, but like the concept and idea of it. And I would get like 3 views. I'm like, God, are you kidding me? Like, are you joking right now? I just spent all that time editing these videos and you're telling me I'm getting 3 views. And it really humbled me and put me into perspective because I heard God clearly on it. He was like, why would I reward a copycat? I broke your mold, didn't I? I made you different than the rest, did I not? And I know I'm pulling on my phone, but I want to read a scripture really quick because I feel like this might touch another person that is listening to this. And it's 1 Corinthians 12, verse 15, I believe through 26. So it says, now what the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body. It would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. It would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. And I want this verse to be a scripture on your heart this year. As you pursue authenticity in your business, watch that God blesses the authenticity behind the things that you're doing. Focus less on the numbers. Focus less on the views. Focus less on the number of times that you should be posting. Pray to God about it. God, what's my social media strategy? Right? Not saying that we can't learn how to be better at social media marketing and things like God wanted me to focus on my YouTube channel because I have a voice that I want to share. And in order to do that, now that he opened a door for me to go back to school for my master's, so add on a master's to a full-time job and a business, something's going to have to take the back burner if I realistically want to be intentional in creating results in every single thing that I touch, right? So as women, we have our hands in 20 different buckets, and we think that we should say yes to every opportunity that comes our way. Desperation. And as a result, every single thing that we have our hands dipped in doesn't create results. And then we get frustrated that we don't see the results that we desire. And why is that? I'm calling you to say no to some things in this season. You're going to have to say no to even opportunities that seem like they're good, right? Like, oh, this is a great opportunity. And the desperation in you wants to immediately say yes. I ask you to pause, take a step back, and pray to God and ask, okay, this seems like a good idea, but God, what is your plan? Because we oftentimes, out of desperation, hold on to good enough. When God's calling us to something even higher, we just don't see it yet. And that's where I'm really encouraging all of you to not let desperation be the running and driving force behind your business. And with my social media, I couldn't be any more happier. I gained my joy back for my business by taking a step back from constantly editing videos and redoing them 10 times because I wanted them to be perfect. And in stepping back from that, now I can be more intentional with the things God did call me to, which was the YouTube and the podcast. So now I'm focused and I'm narrowed in. The enemy wants you distracted. God wants you focused. So in this season, you're going to have to say no to some things that are not directly what God is calling you to focus on in the season. It's not a no forever. It's just a no for right now. So if you want to overcome imposter syndrome, know that God broke your mold. You might see a coach over there that is doing very successful. Not to say that there isn't some things that you could learn from them, but your journey is unique. Right? I'm called to serve Christian women business owners. I have clients that are called to serve a different target market. You need to get clear on who God called you to solve, who God called you to serve, the problems, the pain points that target market that God has called you to serve is facing, and then create a solution to those pain points specifically. In doing so, you then as a business owner have clarity when you step into every interaction of what your purpose is there. But that's all given to you by God. You know, that's through an intense prayer. God, who do you want me to serve? God, you know, put me in the rooms with these target market, with these people so I can ask them clarifying questions of what they are struggling with. And then pray to God, you know, God, how do you want me to serve them? And that's how we should come at this thing. Is if you're feeling like an imposter, chances are you're not operating out of a place of authenticity. And trust me, I've been there. I know Nina's probably been there. We've all been there as business owners. But when you notice those feelings of imposter syndrome creeping up, I need you to ask yourself, what societal expectations or pressures have I placed on myself that are not mine to carry? Who am I trying to be more like instead of being more like myself? Right? We're not placed in a room to fit in. We're placed in a room to stand out because people see the light on inside of us and they want to know how we got that light, right? So when we're placed in a room, we're called to stand out. And we have trained our society to try to fit in any possible way that we can. And constantly chasing after the likes rather than having gratitude of like, okay, God, I got 2 likes. That's 2 people's lives that I successfully impacted in a positive way. When we come at it from that perspective, it goes from being an obligation and a burden to being something that we can find God's joy, peace, and presence in. And that was something I struggled with for so much of my journey was I was telling God, you know, this feels like a burden to me. And how can we look at God and we say the purpose you have given me is a burden? You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want it to be a burden. He wants it to be an overflow, a place of overflow of who you already are in Christ. So that is my recommendation for imposter syndrome is understand what qualities you desire and you admire in people. And pray about how you can incorporate that into who you are. But don't try to be a copycat of someone else because God blessed them for a reason. Why? Because they serve a purpose just as much as you do. But when you get specific about who you're serving, their problems, and how you're going to serve them, God's going to bless you 10 times more when you're focused and not distracted.
You want to drop that mic and walk off the stage right now, girl? Goodness gracious, that was so good. Oh my goodness. Because you're right. I mean, comparison is just so evil. I mean, it's just a way for us to just stay stuck all the time, never feeling worthy, never feeling good enough, all that kind of stuff. I love the analogy used about the mold, right? About God breaking the mold, making us. And here's another thing I completely agree with everything, but the shame piece.
Yep.
You know, I do like a whole teaching on shame and unforgiveness and all that kind of stuff, because we don't realize that we don't forgive ourselves for a lot of things. And so it brings shame. And then that shame holds us back from all that God is trying to give us. And what I mean by trying, it's not like God can't do it. God could do all things.
Yes.
We just don't see it. We don't see it. So therefore, I believe many, many dreams are in the grave right now because they had those dreams and they never went after it because they thought they weren't good enough. They weren't worthy. Yeah. They couldn't do it. And I feel for that. And I definitely don't want that to be anybody here either. God is faithful and everything you do, work, business, whatever, should only be onto him. And then all things will be added onto you. Right. Yeah. And so before me and you start breaking out into preaching over here, I'm going to just leave it right there.
Yeah.
But I'm very grateful. That was really powerful. Thank you so much for that.
Of course.
Here's something that I know Christian people struggle with, because I struggled with this as well as a Christian, is, you know, you talk a lot about mentioning the fact that building a God-honoring business is important, right? That's the way that we create value for others.
Yeah,
I want to know, what are some steps that these women can take to infuse their faith into their brand? Here's the thing, without feeling like they're selling their belief system, because you know, what is that saying that everybody always makes a debacle out of, is that money is the root of all evil.
Yep.
Right. When it's actually the love of money. If you put money above God, that is evil. Anything you put ice cream above God, that is evil. Right. So I wanted to have you speak on that. How can you build a business that is aligned with your faith, knowing that God has placed this in you, without feeling like you're selling your faith? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. So there's two different types of takes on that I see. Like, for example, a lot of my clients, maybe they're not directly in a service-based business, meaning, you know, they're not a Christian coach, for example, right? I have one client who is really, she just has a beautiful gift for hair. Right. And she wanted to incorporate God, because she's a faith-filled woman. She's a spirit-filled woman, born-again Christian. And she wanted to incorporate God into her business. And at the end of the day, I think back to the parable of the talents, because it's not even necessarily referring about gold and multiplying what God has given you, but it's about those bags of gold representing the kingdom and building the kingdom. Right. So when I think about how to incorporate your faith into maybe a business that isn't necessarily directly faith based, the way I look at it is subliminal messaging through marketing. Right. So in her logo, you know, we incorporated aspects, you know, even her business name. You know, it's not forcing her beliefs on anyone, but when you see it, you can see her heart through the branding and through the messaging, right? And that's an important part of it. You know, we don't have to push or force our beliefs. We should never be forcing any type of interaction, period. But we shouldn't have to force our beliefs onto anyone. But I'll also add into the second part of this is, you don't have to be behind a pulpit. You don't have to be a pastor to be a ministry and to actively spread the gospel. You know, you could be an engineer and you can still spread the gospel. I would say, I'm not going to tell you how to do that, because when I pray about it, it calls me to serve different people. But I say, be prayerful about it, about how God wants you to show up, even in your workplace, if you have a full-time job, in your business. There is subliminal ways through branding, through your logo, through your business name, through your bios on social media, ways that you can subtly incorporate your faith if your target market is not Christian. I would pray about that too, though. You know, I see a lot of women out there with their businesses, and I was guilty of this when I first started my business I think it's been 6 years now since I officially started my business. I was just a general life coach, and people would ask me what I would do. And I would be like, yeah, I'm a life coach. And they're like, oh, cool. What is that? like, I don't know. I just, you know, help people with their life and getting their goals on track. And yeah, it wasn't anything specific because I wasn't enthused about it. I wasn't serving the market that God called me to serve, right? So about 2 years ago, I specifically changed over all of my branding. The colors are now pink and purple and bright and fun. Why? Because God called me to serve women. And when I got specific about my target market and God clearly told me, you are called to serve Christian women business owners. And I changed my branding to reflect that. I changed my bios and everything to reflect that. And I changed my identity, you know, so I could be rooted in Christ and not in like my business, because we can idolize our business in a lot of ways. I saw that God was blessing it tenfold. People are like, I have been looking for a Christian coach, you know, and I couldn't find anyone that was Christian. And it's beautiful how when you become focused on that, things just start to fall into place. But I will kind of also hit your question from another angle, which is, we should never be coming into every single interaction like we are trying to sell someone, right? I see people do it all the time. And I know, Nina, you probably get this a lot. I know every other business owner that has any type of social media knows you get those, hey, girly DMs. Like, I see that your business is failing. I would love to help you with it. It's like, girl, get out of my inbox. You know, it's just so inauthentic, you know, and we've all been hit with that. We've all been facing that. And for anyone out there who's like, okay, well, I do technically, you know, need to get my services out there, right? I encourage you to figure out where your target market is. Christian women. I'm going to my churches. I'm doing public speaking. I'm getting myself out there. And I'm not selling what I do necessarily. I'll give a short blurb. You know, I'm a Christian business coach. I help women take their business from point A to point B, but on the firm foundation of the Word of God. But other than that, I'm giving them real life things that they can help to build a better version of themselves rooted in Christ, right? And it's not about selling to a person. You know, if you're coming off too salesy, people notice the inauthenticity in that. They notice the fakeness in it. And I would say before you go into any interaction with business, whether it's networking, marketing, anything, check your heart before you go into that. Am I going into it with the intention of, I need to sell this person hard close right now? If so, that desperation is going to show. It's going to feel salesy. It's going to feel fake. And more than likely, we're going to fumble the bag on that one. You should be going into every interaction the way Christ did. Christ never went into any interaction with the intention of, I need to get something out of it. You know? So why are we going into these interactions with the mindset, I need to get something out of you? Desperation is what does that to us. So since, and this is something I've had to work on personally, I've struggled with this. I was like, I suck at sales. This is not my thing. I don't want to do the, hey, girly DM cold calls and I'm good. I don't want to feel like I'm selling anything, you know, like pressuring people. But as I authentically aligned with who God created me to be, and every interaction I went into, whether it's networking, whether it's in my church, whether it's with my friends, I'm going in there to build relationship. What did Christ do? He built relationship. That's what I'm here for in this season. And that's why when God called me to take a step back from my social media, he said, I'm calling you to build relationship in the community that I have planted you in. So I'm located in Buffalo. I take clients from wherever, but I've recently had so many beautiful opportunities to network. And now I go into it with the mindset of, hey, I just want a relationship with you. I just want to serve you. And, you know, even if they have a nonprofit, guess what? I volunteer for them. You know what I'm saying? I help to fill a need. Why? Because we're called to fill a need. Where the body is lacking, we can help to step in. When I'm lacking, you know, Nina can come and step in and encourage and empower me. Where someone else is lacking, I can step in and encourage and empower them and fill a need. No need goes unmet in the body of Christ. You know, it's about relationship building. So don't go into every interaction with the mindset of, I need to sell you something, because that desperation is going to show. Take the time to really want who you're called to serve. Build relationship. I spend time with them. You know, I'm not solely in it for the money. The money is a byproduct of doing what God has called me to do and doing it authentically. So that's where I say, there's subliminal ways. If you're not in a market where it's predominantly Christian or strictly Christian, and you're kind of like, I don't want to push my beliefs, there's that side of it. And then there's the other side of it is sales and marketing strategies for small business, and authentically coming into your approach with that and checking your heart on that. Be more focused on every interaction that you come into a building relationship and asking yourself how you can serve. Because at the end of the day, we're called to be the hands and feet of Christ. And it's not my business. God has just given me something, whether it's 2 people, whether it's 10 people, whether it's 100 people, and he's called me to steward them well, and that's what I will do. So that is my takeaway with that aspect is I want you to come at it from an authentic place and stop viewing every relationship as transactional, because Jesus wasn't transactional with us. So neither should we be with our target market or anyone that we come in contact with that we have the to serve.
Yes, ma'am. That was amazing. So I really agree with you too on, you could either come right out and in your marketing and say, this is who I'm dealing with, what I'm doing. Or you can do it subliminally as well. Like my logo has 3 rings. It's me, them, and God co-creating together what they want to create in the world. Because I help women of faith create coaching business. That's what I do, right? Like we really do have to show up authentically and not desperate. So when about a year ago, I was praying about how do I do this? Because I don't like sales either. I don't know if I know it well enough. And the stuff that was done to me was pressure selling. Yes. And I didn't like the way that felt. And so I'm like, I don't want to be that person. And I changed it up. So now, and this is how I get all my clients. We go down through a strategy call. I help them strategize. They see what I can do for them and all that great stuff. And then they're like, okay, how much? And I'm like, this is what it is. These are the prices. And they're like, okay, send me the contract. Nope. They're like, excuse me. I'm like, maybe let's have a second call tomorrow or the next day. And they're like, what? I'm like, I don't let anybody in my program. I have to pray on it. Yes. I have to make sure that you are aligned and I am aligned with you. Yep. And they're like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously? Yep. I'm like, oh, like, seriously. And they're like baffled. They cannot believe that I'm not trying to pressure them into a sale. But the truth is can I help anybody just build a coaching business? Of course, I have all the systems. I can do that. No problem. But that's not the point. Yep. The point is when you show up every week, when I'm in the trenches with you, do I want to be there?
Yep.
Do you even want me there? You know what I'm saying? And I was spending all of my money trying to figure it out when all I had to do was pause and pray. And I did not do that. So thank you for sharing that, because that is so true. And all of you who are here, I know that all of you are either growing your coaching businesses or aspiring to be in the coaching industry. Take this away with you, okay? That you don't need to be desperate. You just need to be aligned. Here's one more before we wrap this up. For those who are just starting out, because a lot of women who are here are just starting. And I know that this may be feeling a bit overwhelming for them, especially as they're starting this new entrepreneurial journey. Yeah. They're like trying to figure this out. I'm wondering if you can give us some like key biblical insights or some practical resources, something that you recommend that will help them find direction and clarity in their business, because that's important, especially as they're starting out.
Yes. So I would say, and it's not a biblical app, but it's just an app that I have used since day one. And if you learn how to use the app, and again, anyone can reach out to me on Instagram, DM me. I'd be happy to even just show you how to use the app, because if you are well-versed in understanding it, it can be such a helpful tool for you. But for beginner business owners, I highly recommend getting Canva. So Canva is an app that I use for my videos, for my video editing. I use it for my post creation, my logo creation, marketing, branding, you name it. Even my business plan, I use a template off of Canva. If I want a flow chart, you know, of what I'm trying to do, where my goal is, a vision board. Canva even has vision boards. If you're more tactile, highly recommend creating a vision board of like where God's calling you to, but then, you know, maybe on the back of that vision board, typing out and like putting on their, you know, the steps, breaking down what that actually looks like for each of those areas. But Canva is a super useful tool. I use it for just about everything. I even use it in my personal life. That has been a really powerful tool for me. The next tool, kind of worried like to bring it up because, again, you can take it and you can run with it in a bad direction, or you can take it and you can run with it in a positive direction. And with the rise of AI, there's a lot of room for inauthenticity and to over abuse AI rather than using it as a tool for possible inspiration or guidance in that situation. But if I am on any given day lacking some inspiration, you know, I'm praying about it, but I maybe don't know where to start, I might have ChatGPT like, okay, create a list of, you know, topics based off of X, Y, and Z, which I'm passionate about speaking of. And like, I take it and then I make it my own. You should never use AI to replace anything that you're doing. It should never be a copy and paste moment with AI. But what I am saying is like, okay, you know, give me a template for a business plan. Type that into AI, into ChatGPT. It gives you a template. Then you take your divine inspiration and everything God has given you, because you are fully equipped, to then put it into that template and create your business plan, right? There's also tools that you can abuse. I don't ever recommend abusing AI to replace your own God-given creativity. So please never use it for that, but use it simply for the initial, okay, I don't know what a business plan template is. You know, give me a template. And then you plug in all of your information and you do the nitty-gritty work on that and be prayerful and mindful about that. But that tool has really helped me when, you know, I didn't know necessarily, like, it'll help to give you some creative ideas in general and then be prayerful about which one stands out to you and God's calling you to actually like utilize and turn into your own and take it further, right? So that's my warning and disclaimer on ChatGPT, but also how to use it in a biblical way where it doesn't replace your authenticity or creativity or God or the role of prayer in your life and in your business. The other tip that I would give, biblical business strategy, kind of touched on it earlier, want to touch on it again, is if you're just starting off in business, you don't even necessarily have to have all these big plans and strategies, right? A lot of the times we feel this like pressure. I need to have all of this done before I even do this, right? I'm going to be completely transparent with you. I don't think I've had a business plan for like the first like 3 or 4 years of my business. Okay. And I still did very well for myself and my business does exceptionally well now, right? Don't focus on what society pressures you to have. You don't need to have all of these perfect plans. However, if you do want a business to be successful, there are some things that you do need to know, especially if you're starting out. Again, you need to know who you're called to serve. Stop trying to be the woman that serves everyone. You're not called to serve everyone. I can't serve a man the way that I can serve a woman, because I know our pain points. I know our struggles. I connect with them better. I have a relationship with them better. That's who I'm called to serve. If I go and serve a market that's not my target market, it's going to show because I don't have the expertise in that area and it's not where God called me to serve. Get specific. If you are starting a business and you're like, okay, well, I want to serve everyone, and you're going to be confused. Like every interaction you go into, it's going to be like, oh, well, you know, I serve everyone. I do all of this and this, this, and this. When you go into business, you need to be clear. Who are you serving? What are the pain points of who you are serving? And what is the solution to those pain points that you have to offer in the form of a service or a product or what have you? Okay. So the who includes the demographics. Financially, how much money do they make? Age, what is their history in business, or what stage of life are they? You know what I'm saying? All of these questions, get as specific as you can about who you're called to serve. And that was one of the biggest tips that I could give, because in learning in my own business, when I was trying to be Miss Serve Everybody and my business was not even making it off of the ground, we were at like ground zero and it stayed at ground zero for many years. It was because I didn't have clarity on who God was calling me to serve, you know, and target their pain points. Don't target what you think their pain points are. Go over there Like, I'm a certified yapper. I'm going to put it out there. Man, do I love to talk. But there are moments where you need to stop talking and you need to listen. This is where active listening skills come into play. Ask your target market what their pain points are. What are you most struggling with? However you're serving them, whatever your niche is, ask clarifying questions. Get to know who they are and what they're struggling with. Because guess what? I might not even have services that are going to best fit them. I might refer them to another coach because that coach specializes in that. I only want women who are aligned with me and aligned with what I serve. And I want to make sure that I'm hitting their pain points. And the how part comes, you need to be clear about how you're serving them. So when people come up and they ask you what you do or your offers or your packages, be clear about it. This is super important. Clarity is everything in business. If you're confused, imagine how confused they're going to be, right? Clarity is king. Clarity is where it is at. God wants you to be clear about that he's called you to serve them, because how you serve someone might not be how someone else serves someone. And that's the beautiful part about being a part of the body, is that we serve in so many different ways and we come in from so many different angles. So my coaching approach might not be someone's cup of tea. Be willing to not be someone's cup of tea, right? You're not here for everyone. You're here for the person who's like, I have this pain point and your services and things like that. You should never have to sell to them, right? And I almost like, now that I'm getting into this and I'm seeing so much growth in my business, it's because I'm not coming from a point of view of I need to sell you on this. I'm going to my target market. I'm simply being authentic. I'm just being who I am. I'm building relationship with them. And they're like, hey, I noticed that you do Christian business coaching. Like, I'm definitely very interested. Please tell me more. Like, I'm ready to pull the trigger. They're already there, you know? So if you're new to business, know who you're called to serve, how you're called to serve them. Get clear on your packages. Create a package offer, right? That includes price points. I definitely recommend doing some market research. Don't charge, because that makes it look like you're very cheap. Don't overcharge, because come on, ladies, let's humble ourselves a little bit too. I see some coaches that charge some prices and I'm like, put it right in the middle. Humble confidence is also another word for 2025. That should authentically align to what your pricing is. And also look at your target market. You know, if your target market's median income is $35,000, trying to sell them a $10,000 package probably isn't going to work, right? So know who you're called to serve and in that target market, and also adjust your prices accordingly. So when you're building that package, also include what realistically can you keep up with, especially if you're new in this and you're a solo entrepreneur, right? I work a full-time job. I'm going back to school for my master's in May. I have a business that I run. You know, I'm doing all of these things. Realistically, what can I offer? You know, I have to be realistic with myself. How many clients can I take on, right? If I have an unlimited threshold and I'm taking on 30, 40, 50 clients, but I'm not stewarding any of them well, what's the point in even doing it, right? God said that he would bless you. Everything, all of his promises are here for you. He just wants you to steward what he has given you well, whether that's one client, whether that's 100 clients. You need to know your threshold. So for me personally, I'm not going to be taking on above X amount of clients, because I know past that point, my quality will diminish. I want every client that I have an interaction with to have quality services over quantity services. You know, I would love to continue scaling, and I know God's going to do that for me. But right now I'm called to steward what I was given well, and that's what I'm going to do until I can hire a team, you know, other coaches on my team that are going to take on that clientele, etc. Right? And the same goes for you. Know your limits, play within it, and don't feel shame for those limits. You know, chances are you probably have a full-time job. Chances are you're a mother. You know, chances are you're wearing 10 different hats. Identify which hats you can take off and kind of like put over here. Okay, I'm good. And which hats God's calling you to continue wearing, but then also set boundaries for yourself and set boundaries for your clients and what they can expect. And this is something as a newbie I struggled with. Man, when I first started in my business like 6 years ago, I would promise the world. I'll perform miracles. Watch me, you know? And realistically, like I was so burnt out and overburdened by everything else I had going on in my life that I couldn't serve them well, you know? So I was able to turn those coaching relationships around as I grew in my business and in my identity and set healthy boundaries. But now I'm realistic with my clients. Like, this is what you can expect out of my services. And now they get the results that I tell them that they will get. And I'm realistic about it. You know, if someone's expecting something from me, hey, give me 7 business days and I will get this back to you. Realistic expectations for myself and my performance so that I'm not disappointing my clients and they know what to expect. And they know that I will follow through on what I said I would follow through on. Integrity is key. Don't overcommit yourself. Don't overpromise. Give them exactly what you know that you can do consistently. Steward what you have well, and God will multiply it. Trust me. So that is my biggest takeaways for that woman out there who has that business idea, is just starting it. You know, take the shame out of it. Stop allowing other people to place expectations on you that aren't yours to carry. The sooner that you can be realistic with yourself about your goals and the time frame it takes to achieve them, right? Because Susie May over here can do it in 2 weeks. But if you have 10 different things going on and you're already burnt out, it's probably going to take you longer than 2 weeks. And don't have any shame in that, because your journey is not Susie May's journey. Be realistic with yourself. And when you do that, you show up what? Consistently. Sporadic growth is not what we want. We don't want sporadic growth and then decline and then this and then that. Business is not meant to be a roller coaster ride. Girl, let me hop off that train. It is supposed to be a consistent, steady growth in God's timing. But in order to show up consistently for our business, we need to be realistic about what our output is and not have any shame on that based off of the societal pressures and expectations of everyone else.
That was so good. Thank you so much for that. Because, you know, I always tell my women this as well that come to me, they're all professionals, they're all purpose driven, yeah. They all, you know, that. But I always say, you don't have to put everything you know out, like the kitchen sink and everything in it, out to people. Yep. You know, just be one chapter ahead of someone that you can help. That's it. Just one chapter ahead. Because if you can be one chapter ahead, then they can start catching up while you're getting to this next chapter, and they can catch up and you can get them to the next chapter. Mm-hmm. But when you think you have to do everything and be everything to everybody, you get burnt out super fast, because that's what happened to me, right? I mean, NLP master practitioner, and I have like all these certifications and all this stuff going on, and I got my degrees. So I think I'm all that, right? I'm all that in a bag of chips. I can do everything. Girl, I'm like you. I was like, what am I doing? Yep. Right. So when you niche down, really much more successful. So I thank you. I cannot thank you enough for being here and like sharing all of this beautiful wisdom and setting the right expectations and giving them a place of pause, because now they can go, okay, so I don't have to know everything. Before we wrap up, I would like you to let the women know what you have for them and how they can find you and all that great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, the best way to contact me is usually through Instagram. I'm a little bit more active on there when it comes to my posting. It's clear, CLEAR, path, PATH, _ coaching. So that's where you can find me on Instagram and also Facebook. As for my podcast, it is called the Clear Path Podcast. I post monthly on there. So that is a great way to get free tools, free tips, free resources on the common pain points that all of us Christian women business owners have faced at some point and how to overcome those things. My YouTube is also called the Clear Path Network. I think it's just at Clear Path Coaching if you're looking for that on YouTube as well. Always appreciate any support of those and feedback, because without your guys' feedback, I don't know what I would do, you know? So the offer that I have for you guys, and when I give you this offer, please know that I'm not going to continue trying to sell you. If we don't align, you know, that's completely fine. You know, there are so many other coaches out there that are so talented, and I know you will find the person that is the good fit for you. More than anything, again, just like Nina said, I'm very prayerful about what clients I take on. I want us to be aligned. I want you to see progress, but we have to have that connection, and you have to align your learning style with my coaching approach, and those two things have to fit together. So my free offer is I am offering a free 1 hour Christian business coaching session. We really can dive into anything. I want it to be a free form experience of like, what is your pain point specifically? What are you currently dealing with? And then leaning into that more, you know, so we could do anything from identity building, you know, mindset mastery work to laying the foundations for your business, logo creation, branding, marketing, you name it, growth strategy, process improvement or process creation. The world is yours. You tell me what you're struggling with. And in that hour, we can start creating some results for you. But again, just because you take advantage of my 1 hour offer does not mean I'm going to try to sell you further. I want you guys to feel safe to approach me, to come to me, to know that my DMs are open, regardless if you have ever paid for any type of session. You know, if you are struggling, you need someone just to simply talk to, a fellow sister in Christ. My messages are always open for anyone who simply just wants to chat further. It's about relationship for me. It's no need for me to sell you, but I would love for you to see some results in your business as well.
I'm really grateful that you said that. And it's kind of a shame that we always have to say, I'm not going to sell you. I'm not going to sell you. Because so many people are trying to sell you all the time. Yep. It's like you said that, you know, in your DMs, you just find, hey, I can help you with this. And you're not doing this right, but I got a solution for you.
Yep.
And, oh my God. You know, like, it's just, it's exhausting because, you know, I have people like say, hey, can you please let me know what it is you do as a coach? I'm looking for one, right? And then I'll give them the information. They're like, yeah, because I do this in marketing. And I'm like, that was so inauthentic. That was just such a really poor way to do it, right? Because I'm out here helping women. And then you're acting like you're a woman that wants to be helped, but really what you're doing is selling. It's a very poor, it just leaves a poor taste in your mouth.
And cheap clothing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So thank you so much for, you know, telling them that it's just a call to connect and see how you can strategize, you know. Carly, I cannot thank you enough for being here and for pouring all of this wisdom and information and for, you know, just bringing God into the conversation. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope all of you listening to this, I hope you felt God's presence today. I hope you got some clarity. At the end of the day, it's between you and God and your business. Yeah. And I truly believe that God is going to bless so many women when they start taking action on what God has placed on their hearts. So,
oh my gosh, I agree. I agree. Guys, I love it. I love everything Carly had to say. I'm going to make sure that we link all of her information, which you already should have. My team has been building out like the whole dashboard and the whole thing for you guys to make sure you can connect with Carly. So I'm going to put that information there. I'm going to put the information on how you can reach out to her and get that free gift of spending some time with her on a strategy call, because those things are important. You know, you don't really realize what you may not know because you don't know what you don't know. And so I want to make sure that you connect with someone who aligns with your values, with your thought process, with your faith. It's so important. So thank you guys for hanging out with me and Carly today on the Women Who Lead Summit. I'm super grateful that you're here.